Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Dr. Bill Duckenberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. NFIB.com is where you can find the survey, the index. Also, smallbiz.us. Smallbiz.org. Smallbus. Smallbus.org. Right, Bill?
Correct.
And also on my website, Bill gives us permission to do that, and we appreciate that very much. So we're continuing to wrap up our visit on the January indicator index, I should say. What do you think? How much do you think the tax cut is having on this? You know, I've been a detractor of the law bill because it was inequitable. It was not fair. It's grossly unfair and disproportionate between corporate America and small businesses. And I'm going to continue to be indignant about that and write about that. In fact, I'm writing about it right now for this weekend. But still, the truth is I had to admit that there were some good things about it. It did lower taxes. Hopefully big companies will use their tax money to let new contracts with small businesses. There are customers. What do you think?
Well, I'm sure that's going to happen. And, of course, the big businesses also use the tax cut to pay a lot more money to their workers, and those workers spend money in our firms.
Yeah.
And so we like that. So we benefit directly through some of these provisions, the expensing, the Obamacare limitations lifted. Those are all good, and then we benefit because it comes in the front door because our customers are benefiting from the bill as well.
Yeah. You know, and it's just an attitude. One of the things I keep pointing out, Bill, is that unlike what we went through for 8 years, there's now an attitude that the government is not out to get me, that the government is not mad at me for being successful, that including the administration is not treating me like there's something wrong with me being successful. What do you think?
Yeah. That's true. The opposition, of course, has a different view, and that's why they're out.
Well, yeah, and I think they're going to overplay that hand this year. History's on their side, but I think they're going to overplay that hand. You know, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot more to be done to dismantle Obamacare between now and the election.
Yep, there's a lot of work ahead, and of course there'll be changes in the tax law ahead as well, and those would be good. There's a lot of fine-tuning needed to be done in the tax law. It didn't get reformed a whole lot. But at least this time, first time in a long time, where there was actually a lot of discussion about taking care of small business.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go as far as it could have. It could have done a lot of nice things. But at least we were explicitly thought about this time. Usually we're not. Usually, you know,
right.
Taxes get cut or whatever. And
well, they've got to go in and repair some of the stuff that they did to small business, making some of this stuff permanent that they made temporary.
Yeah.
Bill, I wanted you to comment on the Davos, some of the Davos ranking of the United States across the world. What do you think about how we're ranked?
I've forgotten where we were, 8th or 12th? Or
7th. No, I'm sorry. We were second. Yeah. We were second in competitiveness.
Yeah. Right, which is important.
And 61st on business cost of crime and violence.
Right, I didn't get that one.
Let's see.
We were ranked poorly on taxes, but that ranking came out before our tax law changed. So
right.
We would have better there.
Yeah, we were 95th on tax rate as a percentage of profit.
Right.
That's horrible.
Yeah, we should be doing better. But, you know, we had 8 years of Democrat administration was all trying to redistribute wealth and change the number of bathrooms that we had and how they get used and what labeling
right.
they have. A very important issue.
More important. Those were more important than growing the economy and helping people to
and all those little regulations are so wasteful of the entrepreneur's time, which is the most valuable asset we have, and capital. You have to spend money on all this stuff, and then
it takes our eye off the ball of running our businesses successfully.
It just diverts our attention.
And nobody likes uncertainty.
In my little bank, we spend most of our time in board meetings just doing stuff for compliance.
Right. Yep. Hey, Bill.
To grow the business.
Thank you for a good report today. Thank you for another great index. It's good news. We're looking forward to next month already. Will you come back soon?
Sure. I'm happy to come back.
Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorites in the Brain Trust, and a great American, and just an amazing resource, the index is. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.